The Gist. It has a kind of futuristic aura about it. Clip a little device to your ear for 30 minutes or so a day and get better. It sounds too good to be true. But non-invasive vagus nerve stimulators are affecting the largest nerve in the body, which just happens to be the conduit for most of the immune signals entering the brain. We tend to get locked into our own disorders, but vagus nerve stimulation is being investigated in many disorders, including Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, rheumatoid arthritis, metabolic, diabetes, and cardiovascular disorders, various heart issues, as well as fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, POTS, and IBS. This is not a surprise. Low heart rate variability, an indication of the sympathetic nervous system dominance, which vagal nerve stimulation attempts to tamp down, is found in an astounding number of diseases, including heart disease, metabolic disorders, neurological diseases, inflammatory and autoimmune diseases, sleep disorders, as well as ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. Low heart rate variability, or HRV, has been associated with increased inflammation, autonomic nervous system dysfunction, increased pain, stress, i.e. increased limbic system activity, and post-exertional malaise in many diseases. It has been called a, quote, hub marker of network dysfunction, end quote. Non-invasive vagus nerve stimulation, or TVNS, devices work by delivering gentle electrical pulses to parts of the ear, which stimulate the parasympathetic nervous, or, quote, rest and digest, end quote, system, thus potentially reducing pain, improving mood and sleep, and decreasing stress and inflammation via activation of the cholinergic anti-inflammatory pathway. No one right now is presenting non-invasive VNS as the answer to these diseases. It may be able, however, to improve functioning and quality of life. Vagus nerve stimulation studies in fibromyalgia, POTS, and long COVID have, with some ups and downs, delivered good results. Dr. Nadelson's group at the Pain and Fatigue Center at Mount Sinai is in the middle of a vagal nerve stimulation long COVID study, and they are recruiting patients. You can see a link to Mount Sinai and this study at this point in the text version of The Gist. Being in this study is easy. No need to see a doctor, check in at an office, undergo any painful procedures, or worry about significant side effects. Participants can live anywhere in the continental U.S. The study requires a phone Zoom interview, and a documented COVID infection is required. You cannot have been hospitalized for long COVID. You must fulfill the 2015 case criteria for ME/CFS, and you cannot have a BMI, or body mass index, over 30 or be pregnant. Once you qualify, the device is sent to you. Each person wears the device for 35 minutes a day in the morning for 12 weeks. With the NIH's HEAL and SPARK projects doing deep, deep dives into the vagus nerve and actively looking for better VNS devices, the future of vagus nerve stimulation is bright. While the correct parameters, such as duration, frequency, pulse width, etc., are still being developed, numerous devices can already be found in the U.S. See blog. On the subject of breathing, Dr. Nadelson reported that an ME/CFS exercise study will be published showing that about 25% of people with ME/CFS are hyperventilating, and another 25% have a breathing pattern likely to result in fatigue. He recommends an affordable CO2 device, the capnograph by Contech, and you can see a link to that at this point in The Gist. He recommends this to his patients to determine if they are overbreathing and emitting too much CO2. In conclusion, the field of vagus nerve stimulation has a lot going for it, and we should expect substantial advances to show up in the future. Thanks for listening.